due to experiencing a nasty case of hypoglycemia, I also ended up with a severe reduction of neural activity within the brain, followed by a limited degree of recovery at a later date. Off to a psychiatrist I was sent. The psychiatrist then sent me off to get a CT scan, and sure enough it indicated lower than normal brain activity. So the psychiatrist gave me dopamine enhancer drugs. Weeks later this triggered schizophrenic symptoms. The doc said not to worry, because I will be back to normal within 2 weeks, after an immediate discontinuing of the dopamine enhancer drugs. That was decades ago, thus normality never returned. Later on he suddenly told me that he will no longer be seeing patients of my age bracket. So he gave me my file and told me to hand it over to my GP. So I was basically going through hell but was left in the middle of nowhere. I looked at the file and found that all info that linked the dopamine enhancer drugs to the schizophrenia were removed. Also, my brother, who at the time was the vice president of an insurance company, had, upon the doctor's request, provided the doctor with a lengthy list of his witnessing of my schizophrenia behavioral patterns. We were both living with my father in the same house at that time. Anyhow, the list of symptoms that he provided were said to be classical symptoms of schizophrenia, said the doc. But all this info as well had been removed from the file. After this, I tried to hook up with other psychiatrists through my GP such that I could find the right meds. Each time, things started out okay, but once a connection was made between the original psychiatrist and the new one, the new psychiatrist said that there was absolutely nothing wrong with me, despite the fact that things were so horrific at that time that I had now lost 27 pounds in just the first few weeks after the schizophrenia started. In other words, they all refused to put the diagnosis of schizophrenia on paper, due this making it possible for me to sue the original psychiatrist. Thus they basically threw me on the streets all on my own. So I thought I would find a psychiatrist on my own, rather than let my GP do the work. So off I went to a hospital in search of a psychiatrist, and I found one. Into his office I went and sat down and discussed my situation. He said that he had several patients who suffer from schizophrenia and that there are several drugs available today to reduce the symptoms. But he said that he obviously can't prescribe any drugs yet, but that he must receive my file and follow up with several more appointments. So he said that his secretary would call and set up an appointment once he had received and reviewed the file. No one called about an appointment, as weeks passed by, even though I kept on calling them as well. Eventually I was so pissed off that I left work in the middle of the day and drove straight over to the hospital, and demanded, with a damn loud voice, that I receive an appointment right here, right now. The doc saw me shortly afterward. He then said that he can't help me, because he had no expertise in the field of schizophrenia. So I said, but you told me that you had several patients who suffer from schizophrenia and that there are several drugs available to reduce the symptoms. He kind of jumped back and then said again that he can't help me. So then I said, but you indicated that you were familiar with several drugs that are prescribed to your schizophrenic patients as well and that we would have to find the best medication for me, so how can you now say that you have no expertise dealing with schizophrenia? His face turned red and he became really nervous looking but then said, I can't help you ... please leave now. And then said, I can't help you ... please leave this office now. So it was made crystal clear to me, my several doctors, that doctors are willing to group together to cover their ass when it comes to possibly being sued. In other words, they were quite willing to be a hell of a lot worse than Adolf Hitler when self-preservation comes into the picture. So I was on my own from that day on, for quite some time. Later, I did find a psychiatrist who was willing to provide antipsychotic meds, but at the same time he said, with a cruel smirk on his face, that I clearly did not suffer from schizophrenia. He said this, even though no time greater than a one-time period of 15 minutes or so was given for me to discuss my condition. He said this despite my symptoms being textbook classics of the worst case possible schizophrenia symptoms. Other than that appointment, the longest appointments he gave lasted less than 5 minutes. My symptoms were so severe that I could only sleep one day followed by 2 or 3 days with no sleep, then back to one day with sleep, and so on. Over several years I had eventually lost a complete year's worth of sleep, and I looked like hell and had to make sure that my belt was tight such that my pants would not fall off my now skinny bony body.